On today's episode of Press Roots, we got Mason Choate and Robert Stewart in the very first episode talking about our stories, our lives, where we came from, why we became sports journalists, and what we want to do in the future. Stay tuned for the end. We're going to spoil the guest for episode 2 next week. It's a big time guest. You definitely don't want to miss it. So stay tuned till the end.
All that and more. Here we go.
Welcome to the first episode of Press Roots. I'm Mason Choate, along with my friend and colleague, Robert Stewart. Robert, why don't you explain to us what Press Roots is all about?
Well, so Press Roots is a podcast where we use our platform and interview sports journalists, get to learn a little bit more about their journeys, what the keys are to becoming successful in the world of sports media, and we get to hear some pretty cool stories along the way.
So we opted not to have a guest on this first episode because we wanted to let you know who we are and why you should listen to our podcast.
Today we're going to tell our own stories. Mason, start us off. How did you get into sports reporting?
So I was just like any kid growing up in Arkansas. I grew up in Conway, Arkansas. It's a town, I wouldn't say small, but it's a decent-sized city. I think we're up to 60,000 or so. But it's about 30 minutes from Little Rock, Arkansas. And I grew up as a kid loving sports, played all three major sports, and just growing up, waking up at 8 a.m., making myself some Pop-Tarts and plopping down on the couch and watching College Game Day. College Game Day was like, I could not wait until Saturday mornings every week. It was just waiting until Saturday mornings so I could watch College Game Day. And just watching that just gave me a passion for the game of football, and it gave me a passion for sports as a whole. And I haven't slowed down since then. My passion for sports hasn't. It's just gotten stronger each and every day.
So you mentioned you're a big fan of College Game Day. I assume that means you want to go into broadcast, TV, radio?
Well, yeah. We're both sophomores at the University of Arkansas, obviously, and I'm majoring in broadcast journalism, so yeah, I want to go into broadcast, not TV, not like what they do on College Game Day, though that would be pretty cool. That's not what I want to do. I'm more of a radio guy, so growing up in Central Arkansas, listening to 103.7 The Buzz a lot, and, you know, listening to such influential names like Randy Rainwater, Rick Schaefer, Justin Akre, Trey Biddy, a guy I work for now. It's crazy, but just listening to those guys and hearing them talk and hearing their opinions, it makes me feel like that's something that I can do, and it's something that I want to do. I want to go into radio.
So you've explained your drive for sports and what you want to do. Where did you start getting hands-on experience? What was the first media-related thing that you did?
Well, like I said, I played sports. I was decent at football and basketball. Baseball was really my sport, and so I played it until about my sophomore year in high school, so 10th grade. And I'd lost my passion for the game, and I didn't really enjoy playing anymore. I wasn't having fun. So I decided to quit baseball, but I knew that I wanted to stick with sports. And I just thought about College Game Day and how I could do that. I was talking to my friends. I was like, I feel like I could be on a show like that. I could do something like that. And they were just telling me, man, you know more about sports than anybody I've ever met in my life. So, yes, I think you could do that. So my junior year of high school, I took a journalism class. And within the first week, I knew, yeah, I feel like this is what I want to do. And at that point, I kind of had my mindset I was going to join the military. And I feel like every high school kid at one point is like, I'm going to join the military. But I was pretty serious about it. I was in ROTC, and just that journalism class, taking that class, really made up my mind on where I wanted to go with my life. And I was able to co-found the very first ever online student newspaper at Conway High School. And I was a sports editor for that. I was a sports editor for the yearbook at Conway. And I founded the first ever student-led broadcast team where we broadcasted basically every sport that Conway has. And I did play-by-play for volleyball, soccer, softball, baseball, track and field. You name it, I did it. Basketball. I mean, we did everything. I even did a little bit of public announcing at some football games and some softball games. And I interned at a place called Conway Corp here in Conway. It's a TV network, and it was just so great to get that experience at such a young age that really, really helped me and helped my passion for sports journalism.
So I met you working for the Arkansas Traveler, the student newspaper on campus at the University of Arkansas. How did you decide that you wanted to go to the University of Arkansas for college, and what else have you done since then?
Well, growing up in Arkansas, it's either you're a Razorback fan or you're not. And that's a pretty obvious statement, but it's very powerful. It's like, we don't have a professional team here in Arkansas. It's our professional team is the Razorbacks. And so, I mean, my parents were big Razorback fans, and my grandparents have season tickets to football and basketball. So ever since I was able to walk, I've been going to Razorback games, and Fayetteville was always a place that it was the big city to me, and it was a place that I dreamed of living in, and I dreamed of going to the University of Arkansas. And I didn't apply to any other colleges. I just applied to the U of A, and kind of a little bit of a dumb decision because I could have had a better financial situation, but there's no place I would rather be than Fayetteville. And I'm very happy with where I am. And I think just growing up being a Razorback fan, and now I can actually say, you know, I'm a Razorback, and to be this close, like you said, writing for the Traveler, you get to go to these games now, and it's just a really, really cool experience, and it's a literal dream come true.
For sure, for sure. So you write for the Traveler. What else do you do in terms of Arkansas media, and what do you hope to do in your career?
So even before I applied to write for the Traveler, I had applied to become a sports anchor for UATV, which is the TV station on campus. And I was on top of the world because I was the only freshman who was named a sports anchor in the fall of 2019. And that was a really cool experience, getting to do some hands-on, on-camera stuff, learning exactly what TV is like behind the scenes. And I loved that experience. I loved UATV. I didn't do it this past spring because I just got so bogged down with so much stuff. In the fall, I also took on an internship at ESPN 99.5 in Northwest Arkansas, where I was a producer for shows like Press Row and Ruskin and Zach. And you might know me as the Red Rifle from Ruskin and Zach. A lot of people know me as the Red Rifle, but I'm Mason. You can call me Red Rifle if you want. I don't care. I think it's a cool nickname. If you want to make fun of me, go for it. I welcome it. But that was such a great experience, being able to get to do some radio stuff, and it kind of secured my idea in my mind that I wanted to go into radio and really put that into stone. And later, I was on Twitter and I saw that Trey Biddy was looking for an intern. He owns hogsports.com. And so I learned this past winter in the early part of 2020 that Trey had chosen me as his intern for hogsports.com. And that was, I mean, going to his house and getting to talk to him, that was just crazy. 'Cause like I said, I grew up idolizing him. and listening to him on the radio and wanting to be like him. And now I'm able to learn from him firsthand. And I, by the time baseball season rolled around, I had worked for them in basketball season, which was such a cool experience, getting to cover a coach like Eric Musselman and a player like Mason Jones and Isaiah Joe. Those guys were awesome. But when baseball season rolled around, I was able to start writing stories and cover, you know, Arkansas baseball is no joke, and Dave Van Horn's one of the greatest coaches to ever do it. And so you're up close and personal with all these great athletes and coaches, and I it was just so cool. And I was able to write stories about these games for arguably the top coverage website of Arkansas sports. I'm not gonna say they are, but they're one of the best. And to just get to do that, and I was really hitting my stride, you know, that we were working together in the booth, and you know, everything kind of just went south and hit the brakes real quick, had to head home because of all this coronavirus. But man, it was a great experience my freshman year, and I'm looking forward to the future. Hopefully the future holds some good things. My plan is to hopefully work for an NFL franchise at one point. I don't really want to stick in college sports. That's not really my desire, but I'm a big diehard Kansas City Chiefs fan, and you can attest to that. I'm not a bandwagon. And so I think that's what I want to do. I want to work in an NFL franchise and hopefully work my way up, whatever team it may be, work my way up their media department to eventually become the play-by-play analyst and the voice of an NFL team.
Right on, right on.
So how about you, Robert? What got you started?
You know, I was like you. I knew that I wanted to work in sports from a very early age. I didn't know what exactly it was that I wanted to do. I didn't have a passion for anything else like I did with sports. I knew that I didn't really have a future as a soccer player. I played soccer for close to 10 years, and I had a great time doing that, but I knew it didn't have anything for me. So in the summer of 2017, I attended this program called the National Student Leadership Conference. They had a program on sports management in the Bronx at Fordham University. I was there for 10 days, got to go to a bunch of different sports venues in New York City, Madison Square Garden, Yankee Stadium, MetLife Stadium across the river in New Jersey. And across those 10 days, I learned a lot about the different professions or the different occupations there are in sports. You know, there was event staff at the arena or the stadium or wherever. But the thing that struck me the hardest, resonated most strongly with me, was journalism. I hadn't really had any experience covering games or anything like that, but I felt that I had a pretty strong writing ability, and so I decided as soon as possible that I was going to sign up for a journalism class so I could try my hand at covering games, covering teams, writing profiles and stories and articles and whatnot. And I'd say so far it's worked out pretty well.
So you talked about you had a passion for sports. Where did that passion derive from? Was it a family member? Was it a team? What fueled that passion of sports for you?
Well, so I am a resident of the suburbs of Washington, D.C. So I've been a fan of the Nationals and the Capitals for as long as I can remember. Alex Ovechkin, the superstar left winger for the Caps, is probably one of my first sports heroes. Ever since he's been in D.C., the Caps have been one of the top franchises in the National Hockey League. And, you know, same, not quite the same skill level as Ovi, but Ryan Zimmerman with the Nats, you know, these DC lifers, and just seeing the way that those two teams have dominated their respective leagues over the last 10 years, it's really, it's been inspiring to watch, and I've absorbed so much coverage, be it on TV or in the Washington Post, of the two teams.
So you would say it's the atmosphere around the sports or around the teams that you like that kind of draws you in and fuels that passion.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a little bit of a connection with Arkansas sports as well. My mom and my four grandparents attended the University of Arkansas, and so I've been a Razorback fan growing up as well. I go to Fayetteville every year to visit some of my grandparents, and occasionally we'll go to Razorback games, football in particular, and those are always a blast. In the fall of that year that I went to that program in the Bronx, I went to Fayetteville to watch a football game. I believe it was the game that we barely beat Coastal Carolina. A true stinker. And yet
there's been too many games like that in the past few years, Robert.
There really has. A true stinker, and yet we eked out the win. But the highlight of that trip for me was the tour of the journalism department that I got from one of my family friends who works as faculty at the U of A. And, you know, she showed me the ins and outs of Kimple Hall. I got to talk to several professors, including Gerald Jordan, who covered my grandpa, David Dickey, who played football back in the 60s for the Razorbacks. And that was just a really cool experience for me. It confirmed for me that sports writing is absolutely the way that I need to go in life. And it did a pretty good job of selling me on the University of Arkansas as well.
So for me, I chose the path of broadcast. Why writing for you? What is it? Because you think that you said you're a strong writer, but do you think that you just don't want to go into broadcast? You don't like having your voice out there? What is it?
I'm not sure, honestly. I'm definitely open to trying anything as far as media goes. I'd love to at least try my hand at some play-by-play. I think that'd be pretty cool, or maybe anchoring a sports show. But the only medium I've had access to before college started really was pen and paper. You know, I've written for as long as I can remember, and naturally I got pretty good at it, I guess, so I decided to stick with it and start writing about things I love. And you know, when there's passion, there's absolutely a way. So that was sort of how I decided on writing. But you know, who knows, we'll see how these next 3 years in Fayetteville go. Perhaps I'll come out a broadcaster after all. I don't know.
Well, I remember sitting in the newsroom and I heard people talking about this kid that got recruited as a journalist to the University of Arkansas. And, you know, you only hear about athletic recruiting, but that kid was you. Talk about the so-called recruiting that you got.
Yeah, I mean, I was in town, and it was my junior year, so you know, I was touring a bunch of colleges, and because I was in Fayetteville, I was like, well, I might as well go on a tour. And we told our friend who works on staff in Kimple that I was going to be on campus, and she was like, yeah, you should absolutely come see what we have to offer here in the journalism school. And she sold it incredibly well, and I'm super glad that she did, because I feel like I made a great choice, and I've landed the sports editorship with the Traveler, and I don't even know what's to come next. I'm so excited.
Yeah, talk about the Traveler, because I remember sitting there with our sports editor this past year, Drew Watsky, and I was talking to him, and I see this kid come up in some gym shorts and a Nationals t-shirt. And I'm like, who is this kid trying to come and talk to Drew while I'm talking to him? And it was you trying to turn in your paperwork, your application for to write for the Traveler. And I had just gotten hired, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. This dude's already trying to take my job. And I didn't know if I was upset or jealous or intimidated or what. But I'm glad that Drew hired you. And talk about getting the editorship at the Traveler for the sports department.
Yeah, so one of the great things I think about the journalism school here is that, you know, you remember this, we were in media and society together in the fall. The very first week of class, all of the faculty of the journalism school and all the student media leaders came into our classroom, and you know, they sold the program and they sold their media outlets. And you know, on Thursday of week one of my freshman year, I applied for a job and, you know, got it within the week. So that was a tremendous boost of confidence for me, in a place where I didn't know anybody because I'm from so far away. And I had a blast writing for the Traveler this year. I covered soccer in the fall, hockey in the winter, and we covered baseball together in the spring. That was a great time. And unfortunately, Drew decided that he wasn't going to stick around at the Traveler, and I decided to try my hand at editing. So I applied for the job and ended up getting it.
And a busy man you're going to be, because as you know, from reading just simple emails of mine, I have no idea how to use a comma.
We'll work on it. We got it.
I need help because I don't know how to write at all. I have the writing skills of a fourth grader.
Nah, you're better than that. Come on, give yourself some credit.
Well, I do have one more question for you, probably a few more questions, but if you have any advice for someone out there who, like you, probably doesn't know exactly what they want to do, but they know they want to do something in sports journalism, what does it take to get that drive going inside of you to just commit to it and try to be the best you can be at it?
Well, I would just absorb as much coverage of a team or an event or a league or whatever it is. Just immerse yourself in it. If you think that sports journalism might be your path, you know, start taking in as much as you can. If you want to write, then try writing. You know, it's free and easy to set up a WordPress account. You can just blog or write journalistically. It really doesn't matter. You can get your thoughts out that way. You could mute the TV and call a game on your own. You know, there's so many options. If you think that sports media might be for you, then do anything. And you know, at the very least, you'll find out that maybe this is something that you don't want to do, and that's all right. But best case scenario, you love it, and all of a sudden, you're on the path to becoming a broadcaster or a beat writer.
You know, one of the best pieces of advice I've been given so far in my short journalism career is do whatever you can do, even if it's for free. Take every opportunity you can to get some experience under your belt. And, you know, that's what I did in high school. That internship I had was a free internship. I didn't get paid, but, you know, I was driving up to the fields every day trying to call games, trying to write stories. And even in college, I was getting paid for 10 hours a week to produce at the radio station. But as you know, I was there 25, 30 hours a week, and I still had a class schedule, and we were in the marching band. But it's when you have that passion, it's all about fueling that passion. And as you said, it's taking every opportunity you can to get some experience, whether that's waking up at 4 a.m. to watch some Korean baseball, or that's listening to podcasts all day while you're at work. That's what I do. And it's just listening to the best of the best. Listen to the best people in their fields. Listen to Chris Fowler call play-by-play. Listen to Part of My Take or Joe Rogan do podcasts. I mean, those guys are the best, and you can tell by how much money they're making. And if you want to be the best, you've got to learn from the best. So that's some advice I have when it comes to being successful in this field.
Absolutely. I think that you made some great points.
And Robert, I do know that you are from Washington. Who would you say has been your biggest influencer? It could be an athlete, or it could be a journalist or a broadcaster. Who's been your biggest influence on your journalism career so far?
Well, I think since I decided that journalism was the direction I wanted to start going in, there are four different writers for the Washington Post that I've been following really, really closely. Chelsea Janes was on the Nats beat in 2018, and then Jesse Dougherty has been writing for them since then, and he wrote a book on their world championship run this past fall, and it was just exceptional, and I've loved reading their baseball coverage, and the same goes on the hockey side. Isabel Kashudian covered the Capitals Stanley Cup two years ago, and she was exceptional, and then she moved on, and Samantha Pell now writes for that beat, and she's just as good. So, you know, if you're into a team, then I would say follow journalists that cover your teams, because they do, or at least I know my preferred writers do, a really, really good job.
Okay. I can't say that I know any of those people, but you know, it's not about that. It's about who inspires you and what your passion is personally. And for me, a lot of people don't like this guy, but a guy I listen to every day is Colin Cowherd for Fox Sports. Granted, he has some pretty bad takes. I will say that. I don't know if I would say bad. I think they're takes that get people to talk about him, and I think that's smart. He's just a guy that's very confident in his opinion, and I would like to be as confident as him someday. But I think he does a good job, and I just love listening to his voice. Another guy that I really like is Justin Akery from 103.7 The Buzz. He's really funny, and he's a guy that you listen to and you just don't want to stop listening to him. You hate when the show goes to a break, and you know that when you hate when the break comes that you're enjoying the show, and that's what's most important. And that's a guy who does a really good job. And then of course Mitch Holthus, the play-by-play guy and the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, just his passion for the team and his passion for his job. I feel like that guy works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at getting better at his job. And I think that's what's most important, is that even when you're not on the clock, even when you're trying to relax, I think you can still be trying to get better. And that's one of the great things about being a journalist, is that you don't punch in and work a 9-to-5. You're always working, and enjoy it. That's what I do. I mean, work for us is going and watching a baseball game. And I think that's so cool. And that's one of the things I love about this, man.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of people will complain about their jobs at the end of the day. My parents do it. It makes me sad. But most of all, it makes me want to have a fun job. And covering baseball games for money is really one of the cooler things to do. So I am really excited about my career that is hopefully going to get a true jump start over the next few years. And I just can't wait for the future.
All right. I've got one last question for you, Robert. I was listening to Paul Feinbaum talk recently, and Paul Feinbaum used to be a beat writer. He was a pretty popular writer, and he switched over to radio, and he said his main reason for that was because he felt like newspapers and the writing industry was kind of dying, and he felt like he needed to get out of that. But that's something that you want to get into. What are your thoughts on that industry dying, and what gives you that passion to want to go into an industry that is said to be dying?
Well, that's a good question. You know, major market newspapers, I think, while obviously paper circulation is dying, you know, I think digital subscriptions are alive and well, or at least that's the case with the Post here in DC. I think Twitter specifically, but social media in general, have played a huge part in keeping the newspapers alive. And, you know, maybe I don't end up going to write for a paper, but a website, you know, I don't know. But I think as long as we have social media to keep those publications alive, then I don't think it's really going to die. I don't think that's something we have to worry about. I may encounter some low readership, but at the end of the day, I'm more interested in crafting the product than having an audience, really.
All right, Robert. Well, I really, really enjoyed this first episode of Press Roots, and man, am I excited for next week. We've got a good guest lined up. We've got, do you want to spoil who the guest?
Yes, we're going to have Ty Richardson, who's a co-host of the Morning Rush radio show on ESPN Arkansas 95.3.
Yeah, we're really excited to talk to Ty next week, and we hope that you'll tune in and listen to episode 2 of Press Roots, as we'll have Ty Richardson on. Thanks, Robert.
Absolutely. It was a good time. Hope to see you all next week.
Be blessed, boys.